Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show with our awesome Professor Terry Benjamin. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. It's another great day.
Yes, it is. You know, I was just thinking that same thing. We know for some people they may be struggling and going through, but you know what? We're here with some answers. We're here to lift somebody up. We're here to motivate, empower, and inspire others. So you know what? People, go get someone on the line. If you feel that they need to hear an empowering word, this is your opportunity to be effective in their lives. Get them the number, email them, text them. Do whatever you have to do to get them the number to call into the show, or they can go online. We would love to be able to make a difference in the lives of people who are really struggling right now. But absolutely, it's an awesome, awesome day. And, you know, I just think every day that we're here to bring forth a powerful message to help people connect to their greatness and help people, you know, do the thing that God would have had, has created them to do. What a blessing to have this. I love my job.
That's great.
I love it. We want to say good morning to those of you who are listening online, if those of you who would dial in later to the archives, to our good sister and friend Akiva in the chat room. Good morning, good morning. And you know, it's like old times, right, Kiva? Well, you know, Professor Terry, Kiva also has a show here two days a week, right here on Blog Talk Radio. So I don't know if you've been a guest on her show yet.
No, I haven't. But, you know, again, I'm open to all opportunities, you know, just to speak to more people.
Well, you know what? I know you're speaking to people because everywhere, because this is such a great time to be talking about the subject of people being, as we used to say years ago, can't say that no more because I'm one of those people up in age. Now I'm one of the up in age, so to speak. But when you watch
That's
the
funny.
Media, but when you watch, I thought you'd get a kick out of that, Terry. But when you watch the media, you know, they talk a lot about the baby boomers and, you know, what are they going to do? And they talk a lot about, you know, their level of income and how they have, this is the first generation that's been able to retire with this level of income.
Yes.
So it's a history-making time. Now, there will probably be generations in the future, but this is the first time that a generation of people are retiring with a great income, and they're looking for things to do. So with that being said, here is the author I want to introduce to some and just, you know, let other people know who you've been tuning in. This is Professor, author, playwright, movie maker, shaker, mover and shaker, doing great things down in the Rahway, New Jersey area and other areas. He is here, and he's the author of his newest work, Sexy, well, the newest that I know of, Sexy at 60, and talking about lifelong healthy aging and lifelong learning. So he's going to bring a topic, as he always does, each and every Tuesday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So with that being said, Terry, take it away.
Oh, thank you so much, Lisa. Again, I want to thank you for this opportunity. And it's so great because, you know, we're talking about something that would help people not just now but in the future. And it's so funny, this weekend I was reading my Sunday papers, and in the Daily News, as a matter of fact, they had an article entitled 80 is the New 50. And it says that census data show that seniors are not the retiring types. They're not retiring at 65. As a matter of fact, for many of them, that's when they start really to begin their lives. To realize, because I find that in order to be creative, you really have to have some time away from the rat race, away from working a 9-to-5.
Of
I know
course.
When I decided to retire at 57, my father said, well, you know, you're too young. And I tried to explain to him that what I'm saying, I'm retiring from full-time work to give myself more time to do the things I love to do.
Exactly. Absolutely. I totally agree with that, Terry. When you really have something that you want to do, like a, you know, like writing a book, making a movie, starting a business, some of these things, you have to put some time into that. And so a lot of times people are busy working. They're so caught up with the 9-to-5 that they don't get a chance to live their dreams. So bless God that he's kept them healthy and kept their minds sharp. So when they do retire at 60, they can now go and live their dream. So we are right on point with these messages of living your dream and showing people how they can still do great things. I just think it's incredible.
Well, it is. But I think what happens is that more people are buying into this idea, and we're seeing more people living the life that they really wanted to live way beyond 60 and 65 and 80 and that kind of thing. Because I really believe that when you love what you do, it gives you energy to live the life that you were destined to live. That's what I feel anyway.
Well, you know what, Terry? Now, you know, on that note, listen, I feel the exact same way. Because you are absolutely right. You're right. When you're doing what you want to do, I said that all the time. You can stay up for hours. I can stay up long past, you know, midnight when I'm making folders for a conference or when I'm preparing a sermon or a speech. I can stay up late, and I can get up early and feel just as fresh. Not a problem.
Well, that's what it is, because you have the energy that the adrenaline is pumping. I find for myself what I've started to do, especially now that I've finished my courses, and now I have the summer to myself. I find that I go to bed at a reasonable time, but when I wake up, I get up, you know, and I get up and I go right to my desk and I do my writing, I do my reading, I do my meditating, I do my praying, because I feel, for me personally, the best time to commune with God, to speak to my high power, is in the morning, the first thing in the morning, when my mind is clear, where I'm open to all that He has to give to me for that day.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's just, you know, just awesome to be able to really talk about living your dreams. I tell you, it's great. And, you know, I've been meeting people every single day that are in this category. People, some of them, their jobs, a lot of companies are laying people off still.
Yes, yes.
And these individuals, some of them maybe started the company when they were in their early 20s, and so they've been there close to 30 years. They're leaving with nice pensions, and they're only about 55 to 60. They're not wanting to just go sit at home, and many of them, their children, their grandkids are still, you know, young enough to be in school, so they don't have to, you know, babysit, so to speak. And it's just it's amazing. It's an amazing time to be in, really. I'm glad I made it.
Well, it is. But I think, again, looking back in the past, when people retired, it's because they were so burnt out, and many of them were not in good health. And so they retired because they really had no choice. I mean, they just couldn't continue to do what they did, because most of the time it was like hard physical work. Now, what happens with myself and yourself and other people who are involved in the literary arts is the fact that, you know, we write and you learn. I think the more you learn, the more you can write, the more you experience, the more you commune with other people and talk with other people. So what we do is more mental than physical. Of course, there's a danger of burnout there. But again, I believe that you and I, we definitely go into the spirit, and we speak from the spirit, and with the spirit, there's no limit. I mean, there's no lack, and it's always a renewal, because it's a spiritual thing, and it's coming from a higher power, a higher consciousness. And when you're plugged into that, man, life is just so beautiful, because life is not so much about work, but it's about discovery. And so when I write not to make work for myself, but I write to discover myself. And the more I write, the more I discover. And then, and it humbles me, because I said, well, you know, where did this come from? But I know it came from just my living in a right way, and being open to positive reinforcement. And that discovery is the fact that I know every day, every single day, I will learn something new, which is very exciting to me anyway.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. You know, that self-discovery, that's right where I'm at right now. Working with people with the whole self-development. But absolutely, you want to develop what you discover. What you discover, you can develop it. Things that you desire to do. Again, I think I'm a prime example of the fact that anybody can do anything. Because for me to be a radio show host since 2005, I started my first radio show. 2005. Of course, I'll never forget. It was the year my mother passed away. Well, actually, I started maybe the end of 2004, because I started with an online program through a company. I can't think of their name. It escapes me right at the second. It was an online company with the radio. It'll come to me a little later. And I did a few shows. As a matter of fact, I found one of the shows just the other day, because I had downloaded the show. The radio station that I was the, my part of it, it's long since gone. But you would pay for this website for about, you would pay once a month, and you would be able to do as many shows as you wanted, whenever you wanted. You did the managing of all the shows. And so I had that, and I interviewed my mother.
She
was one of my first guests. I'm very saddened that I did not record it.
Wow.
And downloaded because when I lost the site, I lost all the recordings. But I did an interview with my sister-in-law and about raising her children and how she was able to get them, you know, to this high level of academics. And one of her daughters got a free ride, so I interviewed her about that. What did it take to raise children like that? What sacrifices did you have to make? Because I know the sacrifices were great. So why don't you tell parents about this so that parents aren't just sitting back thinking that, you know, that couldn't happen to me or my child because my child isn't naturally smart. Well, no, you know, a lot of kids aren't naturally smart, but the environment can get them that way. So anyway, I interviewed her on that, but then I did record it because she wanted to let her principal hear it at the school at the time. And so I thank God for that. But that was my first, you know, first experience with radio. And then I just kept going and ended up at Harvest Radio, KMWB 1070 on the AM dial here and now here to internet. So, you know, being a writer, being an author, these were things that I never, ever thought I had a skill set for, never even thought about it. So, you know, you're right. It's time to really come out of your shell, come out of your comfort zone, come into one of your workshops, tune into the show, and let's, you know, learn something.
And it's funny because this is not my first experience with radio. As a matter of fact, back in the day, in 1986, I had a radio show on cable radio. You know, at that time, cable TV was very young. And what they would do, they would have, they would announce the different programs, but it was like a scroll up, you know, you, as it would grow up, you know, it tells you what was on cable TV. But behind that scroll, there was a radio program, and it's a guy, and we were broadcasting out of the Hallmark House apartment on the 23rd floor. To make a long story short, I had heard about me doing my work with rap music, and they asked me to come on and do a program called Coming Correct, Rap Music as Literature, and every Friday night from, I think it was from about maybe 9 to 12, I would come on, and I would have this program. I would play the latest hip-hop records, and then I would speak to different people who would call in. And I started with a team of about 5 people, but what happened as we went through the program, because we weren't getting paid, they sort of dropped out. But the guy who was running the station asked me if I wanted to continue. I said, yeah, I definitely want to continue. So basically I had learned to work the controls and whatnot. I would come in and be in the studio by myself, and I would play my records that I got free from record companies, and I would have my sometimes I would have guests call in, or sometimes I would just have people call in. Sometimes people would call in, but they didn't want to be on the radio. They just wanted to speak to me. And again, I found out that radio is more personal than TV because you can't see the person, so you have to use your imagination. And I was known at that time as the rap professor, Terry Benjamin. And we did this for some time until they actually dismantled the program. So what I'm saying is that, you know, I'm not new to this, but I am true to this in the sense that I believe that it's about communication, and I believe that it's about the communication that is deep. And the topic for today is the God in me and the power of deep inner conversations, having conversations that are not about frivolous things, and having a conversation with God is really, really important. And I remember I was reading a book by Tyrese Gibson entitled How to Get Out of Your Own Way. And in the book, Tyrese says that I've learned to pray in silence so I can hear God's response. There's power in silence. I believe that a lot of people are afraid of silence, peace, and serenity. When you pray and have a conversation with God, the spirit of someone else's opinion isn't welcome because the conversation you're having in that prayer is just between you and him. I am in awe of the fact that God is receiving prayers from around the world in thousands of languages and that he takes the time to respond to me. And that's from Tyrese Gibson, who is more known as an R&B singer and an actor than someone with any kind of spiritual qualifications. But I think it goes to show that if you're involved in creative arts, you know that there are ideas that you get that are beyond anything that you could imagine. And when you get that big idea, when you get that good idea, you can't take full credit for that because it's been given to you as a gift. Like when I had the idea for Sexy at 60, it came to me in my meditation, in my prayer time, in my quiet time. And it sort of ignited me in so many different ways and with so many different ideas and so many different products. So I know it's not just myself. It's really a calling, and I know the calling because I really would have someone else do it, but I have to do it because I've been called to do it, and then I do it with as much enthusiasm as I can. But I know it's an idea that came to me in my meditation, in my prayer time, and that's why I really feel that what I'm doing, and that's why I decided not to teach any course in summer session one, at least, to just every day deal with this particular idea, deal with this particular project, and whatever else comes out from that. So, again, I'm just very thankful to be able to reach out to God and listen to him and have him direct my life and not be afraid that things won't turn out well, because I know in him, the only way it can turn out is well, because this is the way that he has arranged things for me. So, again, I mean, I'm just excited. I'm ecstatic every day. I wake up with enthusiasm and passion, and I just can't wait to start my day. And that's why I've gotten to the habit of, like I said, I go to bed, I sleep well. When I wake up, I get up. And that's where I'm at right now.
Well, you know, Terry, that's awesome. I tell you, so if that's the case, then maybe, you never know how things are going to go for you. But who knows? Maybe I'll be doing a magazine soon, since I had my first magazine experience with you some years ago, back when you were doing, launched this magazine called Coming to Correct.
Right.
I can just see my husband now, just picture his face when I came home and told him, honey, I'm going to be working on a magazine. I realize now that was over 10 years ago. So I realized that. No wonder he's so okay with me always coming home with some harebrained idea, I guess you could say. Because I've been doing it with him since I met him. It started with meeting him and being 32 and having been a high school dropout and gone back for a GED, coming home one day and saying, honey, I'm going to go to college. Said, lady, I didn't meet you for all that. But you see, and so now sometimes I think, oh, wow, he didn't just get like this. He was like that from the door. But I came home one day and said, I'm going to be on this magazine that this man, professor from the college, Benjamin, is head. I even brought him with me to one of the meetings.
Wow.
Remember, at your friend's home in Rawley somewhere.
But I think, again, I said we have to sort of pause and give a special thank you to our spouses. Because I know for myself, I mean, sometimes I'm so much into what I'm about that I forget. And my wife always asks me, did you eat today? I got thinking, did I? Because sometimes you get so wrapped in stuff with the writing. I mean, I know you, and you can get into writing. I mean, sometimes you get, sometimes I get up at 5, and if everybody's going to work and going to school, I'm here by myself in my home office, and I'll get up at 5, and I'll start working at 5. And before I know it, it's 3:00.
Yeah.
I don't know where time has gone. I don't know where time flew, but I know that it's gone, and I've been productive, and I feel really, really good about that. But again, this writing, this living your dream can be so all-consuming that you forget to do the ordinary things like, have a meal. Because you're just so much into what you're into, and the energy and the focus is just so intense.
Yes, Yes, it is. And you're right. We do give a very, very special shout out to all of the people who are busy and that they have their spouses and that our spouses do support us because, you know, this is a lot of work. And you need to have, especially when you're being creative, we also have our friend who tunes into your show regularly, tunes into the Coach Elisa show. She also has a program out there, Beauty 101, a workshop she's developed. She goes around. She conducts this workshop. She makes presentations. She's working with people. So I tell you, you know, we are connecting and we've connected other people through the Coach Elisa show, through some of the conferences. By the way, we are going to be doing, we did our first Christian Writers Conference early last year, I think it was. And so we're going to do another one this year. We do a Christian Writers Conference, and we're going to be, we did it last year at the hotel, at the Wyndham. But I think this year, we're going to do it this year at the Marriott in Newark, Marriott on 1 and 9. So we want to let people know that that is coming up. So get ready. Kiva, I don't think she has yet, but she may be working on a book for people that dance. She may be writing a book that dance in the spirit, writing a book for them, maybe some prayers and meditations, maybe some instructions on how they should prepare themselves before they go out and dance, maybe what they should do to let the world know that they're dancing and that they're available to minister and dance. That would be a nice little book for her to, you know, put together. But we are going to do a book conference, and it'll be coming up not too far. And I know you also do one at your symposium as well. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Today, over in our Elizabeth office, just to let people know, we will be there at 10 o'clock this morning registering people who are looking for jobs, people who are coming out of incarceration, people who are unemployed, underemployed. They can come. We have a connection to some warehouse-type work, warehouse labor-intense type jobs. They can come sign up. They've been incarcerated. It's not a problem. They can come. And we'll, you know, we'll refer them. We'll give training, job training, resume help, help with interviewing skills, communication skills, the all-important skill that every job wants people to have. Also, the problem-solving skill that's a must-have today in the workplace. Even McDonald's wants you to be able to handle the problem of, should we fry more burgers or not?
That's important.
Is it going to be a big lunch crowd today or not? You know, that kind of thing. And then they also want people to have the problem and the decision-making skill. Very, very big today. And, of course, team building. So we are there to teach those kinds of skills, not always considered a skill in demand in terms of the labor market. These are not important. But yes, I want to let you finish because we have just a few.
Let me just throw this out to you. It's so funny you're talking about people who have been incarcerated. This month, I am releasing a book entitled Corruption, and it's a subtitle, Everyone Has a Price, and it's by Gregory A. McCrae and Robert L. Thompson. And these young men began this book when they were incarcerated. As a matter of fact, one of the young men is out of jail now, and he will be going on tour with us. But the thing is that you have to understand, many writers have begun their writing careers in prison. And so what we've done is we've reached out to them. And as a matter of fact, the book was so big that we decided to do it in two parts. So the first part, Corruption, is coming out in May. And like I said, and this is an opportunity for two guys who really started writing in prison to come out and have something to do to get them away from the life that they lived before. So I commend you in terms of dealing with those who have been incarcerated and give them hope for the future. Let them know that they do have viable alternatives. to the life that they lived before. So, again, this is so important. I mean, I think that, you know, we have a God that is the God of second chances and third chances and fourth and sixth chances, as many chances as you need. I mean, he does not let you, he does not leave you or forsake you. So I think, again, we have to follow that example and let people have that second chance to do the right thing or to do the thing that they need to do to stay out of trouble. So, yeah, I commend you for that, Lisa, and I try to do my part with that, and I try to encourage more writers in to develop their craft in prison and come out here and be entrepreneurs. That's what it's all about.
But that's part of the what we're doing there. Mm-hmm. One of our training topics is just how to start a business. It's entitled "If You Can Sell Drugs, You Can Sell Anything," and so it's a business seminar where we're teaching them how to parlay the skill sets that they had and how to build on them so that they can be successful business owners and they can sell products, services that won't land them in jail, that will just say are not illegal. And so you can still go to jail even if you're doing legal things. But sometimes...
But again, you use your talents in a more productive and positive way, because we all need money. You know, money is
we all gotta
not
eat.
A bad thing, you know.
No, money is a great thing. We all have to eat. The last time I checked, PSE&G wants you to send them a check. Last time I checked, when I went to the gas station, the man had a handout. I didn't go to the gas station and just get out and start pumping gas. So you've got to eat. I mean, come on, you know, you can't even, you know, wash up in the morning without soap. And soap isn't free. They're not giving it away. The only place you can get the only place you can get it free is in jail. That's it.
and even there is now free because somebody's paying for it.
Well, exactly. Well, it's in that case, yes. Nothing's free. No such thing as a free lunch.
No, please.
That's what the accountants say. So...
No, but again, but it's opportunity. We have opportunities to really
live
the life that we want to live, you know?
Great opportunity. This is the best time to be around, I believe. This is a great time. I guess every generation feels that their time is the best time. So then we're right on course. Then we feel this is the best time, too. And for those who don't feel like that, they need to get connected to the Coach Lalisa Show. Get connected to the work of Professor Terry Benjamin and others. Get connected with Kiva Renee and Alicia George and other people. Get connected with the people who have the vision. The Bible says write the vision and make it plain. Get connected for those people who feel ho-hum and drum that this is not the best time in the world. All they need to do is get connected with people, Dr. Wayne Dyer and so many others, who can show them why and how to make this the best time ever for their lives.
Well, that's the point. And again, it's open to everyone. There's no one who is excluded. If you have that idea, if you're willing to do the work, you can be successful in business.
Well, on that,
and it's all about business.
Well, on that note, we are going to end, but I want to remind people that I will be a guest on Pastor Co-Pastor Spalding, Anita, on her TV show tonight. If you are in the New Jersey area, she is over at the Ark of Safety. She has a studio audience. It's on Grove Street in Irvington, New Jersey. It is on my Facebook page, or you can listen to this show via Blog Talk Radio. It's called A Godly Woman's View. She also has... she streams live, I believe, on Ustream. And so you will actually be able to watch it. But all the information is on my website page, on my Facebook page, on her Facebook page. The topic is dealing with unemployment. Unemployment, employment, President Obama's job plan, where are the jobs, what does it take to get the jobs, what about the resumes and interviewing? Are those things still applicable today, considering so many people are going online? In other words, did your online presence exclude you from the interview process? Did your online presence exclude you from the interview from the interview selection. A lot of times people don't realize it, but the moment you do your resume online, right? You put your resume in, even if you didn't, but the fact that you did, now it means that that's electronics, that's digital, okay? You put it online. Now that employer can, you know, they can use tag words, tag different things, different ways to search. And what are they going to pull up when they put your name into the search engine? And it's so easy. And so I do it all the time. I put everything and anything in the search engine just to see what comes up. Put your name in. See what comes up. What if an employer puts your name in? Are they going to see you on there? God only knows. Whatever is there, it's there. I know when they put my name in, they're going to see from prostitute to princess. They're going to see Release Your Power, God's Plan for My Success, Blog Talk Radio, Sisters in the Spirit Radio. They're going to see the conferences that I've done. They're going to see many things. But that's what we got to teach our younger generation. When their name goes in, what comes up? Okay? So all these, all these things we'll discuss tonight on the show. And then some solutions, if that's the case. Because that's what age, we're in a digital age, and that's what time it is. We can't pretend that that's not so. It is so. Before, people, to discriminate against individuals, they could simply, if they wanted to, they could simply say, we don't like the way you look, we don't like the way you talk, we don't like the way you dress. But now they can go online, and before they ever meet you, decide, I don't really care for your brand. You're on there with a lot of cursing and a lot of and that. You know, well, I don't like that brand. That brand, I don't think that brand will fit our organization.
Okay. And that's legitimate, too.
Mm-hmm. And so we, you know, so now people are going to need another solution then because they still got to eat. If no one will hire you, how do you still eat? So that's what I'll be talking about today on the show. But with that being said, we're out of time. But, Terry, did you have any other remarks that you wanted to make before we left?
No, I would just say don't be afraid of the silence and don't be afraid to spend that time with God.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, everyone, that will go right along with Chapter 2. If for those of you who have the book, Release Your Power. If you don't have it, you can certainly order it through my website. But that's, I talk a little bit about that in Chapter 2 entitled Take a Self-Assessment. And I talk about, you know, getting quiet, spending time with yourself. It's okay to be alone. If you get alone and you're quiet, it's not that God isn't talking to you any other time. It's just that when you get quiet, you can now hear him. And that makes a big difference in a lot of people's lives. So with that being said, that's all we have. We're glad you stayed connected and stay tuned, and we'll see you back here tomorrow, 9. Terry, have an awesome day.
Are you the same? Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Go and make it happen for yourself and others.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.